Another listener says, I am so saddened and angry to hear about the late opening of nightclubs. Could I ask, where is the justice in all of this and who does it really benefit? All this creates is more consumption of drink and more drugs being taken. Justice Minister Helen McAtee should be ashamed of herself. With that in mind, we're joined in line now, publican himself and member of the Kerry Vintners Association and councillor, of course, independent councillor, Niall Batty O'Callaghan. Niall, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry.
What's your response to this? It's been long sought. It was sought and lobbied for by different vintners organisations in the country as well. A change to the way things are done. Nightclubs open till 6 a.m. Drink being served till 5 a.m. Late bars till 2:30, and pubs open at 10:30 in the morning until 12:30 every day of the week. What's your response to the way things are changing?
I suppose as somebody in the business, I'm grown up in the business all my life. I'm struggling to understand why you need to go to 6 o'clock in the morning, or why you need to go to 2:30 in the morning. And I'm even the 12:30 at night on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night means nothing to any of the publicans in Kerry. You know, I'm struggling with it. The only thing I think as a business that you'd welcome would be the Sunday morning. Anything after that, I don't know. I really struggle with the 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm glad I'm not a DJ anymore, Jerry, because I just don't understand that concept. And I heard Leo Varadkar on the radio or the TV last night saying we want to be the same as everybody else in the world. But I mean, before they changed these rules, we were regarded as a great place to come and have to crack anyway. So Why are we going to 6 o'clock in the morning?
The rationale, I suppose, the idea is, and this is what's been talked about for a long time, and whenever we've issues to do with antisocial behaviour after pubs and nightclubs close on the streets of Killarney or Tralee or Kenmare or Dingle or anywhere else, one of the criticisms is that everywhere closes at the same time and everybody is tipped out onto the streets, all going to chippers looking for food, and that's when the trouble can start. One of the reasons as to why the trouble can start. Also, the fact that places close, sometimes they can be rushed, people can be buying too much alcohol because they know places are closing, time is running out. The idea here is to allow whoever, and it doesn't mean that every nightclub will open till 6 in the morning. Many will choose not to because it won't suit their business model, but that if you want to, you can. And it doesn't mean either, as well, this is the argument, that just because it's open till 6, that everyone who goes out to a nightclub will stay until 6 in the morning. What it will do, it will stagger the closing time so people have a choice, I suppose, is the point I'm making. Does that not make some sense from that point of view, on the antisocial side of it?
It does on the antisocial side of it, 100%. And I understand when they're talking, you could see it during COVID when every place had to close by 11 and every place had to close by 11 and everybody flowed out onto the streets. And it actually was is the opposite of what they wanted to do during COVID because everybody was out mingling. But I don't know, is it needed as much as what they're saying? And I understand what you're saying, Jerry, that the nightclub mightn't stay open until 6, it might stay open until 5 or 4 or 3. And again, people staffing. And then I look at it from a pub point of view. If you're going to go to the nightclub, you're going to go out later. So you're not going to come to the pub at all. You're going to go straight to the nightclub. You might stay out. You might, or if you're working till 10 o'clock, you're going to go home, get dressed, and go straight to the nightclub. You mightn't come to the pub at all for 1 or 2. So, I don't know. I do welcome the Sunday morning, but
why do you welcome the Sunday morning?
The 12:30 on the Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Why do you welcome Sunday morning?
I just think, you know, 12:30 on a Sunday, those days are gone. I remember when I was growing up, we used to have to close between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock
That's
on a Sunday,
right. Yeah.
In the bar. And it made no sense at the time. And I think that doesn't really make any sense now. You're a big tourist town in Killarney, for example, you know. But I struggle with the very late night idea of staggered. I don't know, is that going to be there? Or the taxi's going to stay going till 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning? It might be good for the city of Dublin and the big cities.
Yeah, I was going to ask Killarney, that. You're the Vintners Federation, the licensed Vintners, or the Vintners Federation of Ireland. There's the Licensed Vintners Federation, which is the Dublin publicans and nightclub. Will this be more aimed at city centres, at places where tourists come in, they're walking around, they don't understand why places close at 2 in the morning because they're in Berlin or they're in Paris or they're in Toronto and they can go out much later than that, they're scratching their heads. Is that who this is aimed at, that more late-night culture in cities?
And that's the way I was looking at it in the launch yesterday. And I suppose I have to say that I'm speaking on my own beliefs. I'm not speaking on behalf of the DFI or the LVA. My own beliefs, from what I gathered yesterday and what I took from it, would have been it's aimed more at the cities and the busier spots. And at the end of the day, people can only... I know somebody came on there about, you know, they're going to drink more and they're going to use drugs more and they're going to do this more. You can only drink a certain amount. If you can drink 10 pints, it doesn't matter. You'll drink those 10 pints. It doesn't matter whether you're open till 6 o'clock in the morning. If you can only drink 10 pints, you're only going to drink 10 pints.
Yeah.
If it's whatever you're doing, I don't think it's going to increase consumption in any way. I think the people saying, oh, the extra hour in the pub, it's not. I mean, the pub culture has changed so much in the last 3 years. And everybody knows what I'm talking about here, especially in the rural spots and in the towns in Kerry. A lot of pubs can close at 10 o'clock at night. These nights, there's nobody in the pubs after 10 o'clock. Friday night isn't a great night. Saturday night's a very good night. Sunday night, you could close after 10 o'clock every Sunday night. Yeah. You know, so the whole thing has changed. And I think these regulations that they've brought in are kind of a little bit late. I think the culture has changed. I think a lot of people in Ireland now like to go out, like to have a meal, like to have a few drinks, but they're home earlier so they can enjoy the day the next day. And that culture is where you're at now. That's where you're at right now is people coming out earlier, having their few pints, having their few drinks and going home earlier.
Yeah.
And we're creating this, and I understand young people, and I have two young people myself, and I understand it through DJing as well. But I know from myself, I did 30-something years of DJing. I know you could turn a switch every night after 2 o'clock and forget about it. From 2 o'clock onwards, it's messy and it's no good and it's a waste.
Is that the idea you see here? And look, we'll have a quick listen. This is the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, talking about one of the reasons that they were doing this. They were trying to get the balance right, is what she said. Have a listen to this.
We've tried to get the right balance here, acknowledging that alcohol, as I've said many times, is not the same as any other commodity, but also acknowledging that we need to provide different types of offerings to people within the nighttime economy.
Yeah, so they're trying to get the balance right. What they're trying to do is, and this is the you're talking about cultures in different countries and the way this has been operating in terms of people being able to open at 6 o'clock in the morning. The idea is that you're able to go out and you drink in moderation. You might drink, have a pint of water, maybe stop drinking for an hour or two, and then go dancing. That happens in other cultures. Maybe it doesn't happen as much in ours, but they're trying to change to that way of doing things by moving these licensing laws. Is that a runner, or is that just not going to happen?
No, I suppose, Jerry, I would say to you, why do we have to change? Why do we always have to change here in Ireland to suit everybody else? Why can't we just be ourselves? Why can't we say this is us?
Because we binge drink too much, according to the figures. We drink excessively over short periods of time, too many drinks at one sitting. And they're trying to maybe help change that idea.
That's not going to change it. I'm sorry. And I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know how that's going to work. Because if you're going out at 8 o'clock and you're going for your few pints, or if you're going out at 6 o'clock, you're going for your few pints, you're not going to turn around and say, I better have a water now because I want to stay out till 12:30, or I want to stay out till 2 o'clock. That doesn't work. That just doesn't work. They're either... The culture with young people right now is that they're at home. They have their prinks. It's called prinks, pre-drink.
Yeah,
they have their few shots and their glasses of wine and their everything they have that at home. And then they go out to either a late bar or a late nightclub. And the thing is, how are these new rules changing any of that? It's still going to be the same. And why do we have to change just to suit other countries and other... Look, when you come to Ireland, we're well known for having the crack in the pub and the Irish music and the traditional music. an extra hour on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday night doesn't help that for me, like. Mm. And look, I have to stress, this is just my own opinion, and yes, I don't drink, I've never touched drink, but I struggle to understand that. I think the only thing that benefits is the Sunday morning thing. It goes back to 7 days a week. I understand that.
Yeah.
And we were half 12 and half 12 on a Friday and Saturday anyway.
Yeah, so it makes no difference. The nights would be busier otherwise. Okay, let me ask you this finally on it, and we'll see what happens. This is coming in. We'll see what the impact is on it. But the outcome of it for people, will it be a question? We'll just have to wait and see what happens to see how people adapt. And the other thing is, and I know it's a factor that's come out from this, being allowed to open later at the moment, and this is a change for good, or for the good time, in terms of that, not for good in terms of it will be good, but in terms of this is a change long term. This will be in place long term, I would imagine. However, at the moment, we're seeing with this crisis that pubs are closing earlier, businesses are closing earlier, shops are closing earlier because of electricity prices. So there'll be a while before, I'd say, any nightclub will open until 6 in the morning, certainly in rural Ireland.
Yeah, the costs are huge. I mean, for example, it would before you open the door every morning, no, in, for example, in the fall, you're talking at least 500 to 600 euros every day just on electricity alone.
Yeah.
You know, And there's other small businesses closing everywhere because they can't afford the cost of running a business. And the extra hour, it sounds great, but the extra hour is really irrelevant in this day and age, in my view. And again, look, other people then will see it. And there's people there with greed, and their eyes are going to open up here. And best of luck to those people, but I don't know if there's a market for that in where I live or in Kerry. I do think everything was okay. I didn't think there needed to be a huge change, but that's a personal view. Other publicans are going to ring you in now and say, I haven't a clue, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm only giving my own opinion. My own opinion is I think the Sunday morning was the biggest change. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of people in Killarney on a Saturday night going to concerts and going everywhere else with nowhere to go on a Sunday before they go back on the train and the buses.
Yeah. Yeah. And that'll make a benefit there. Okay. Listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to Niall Boddy O'Callaghan, Councillor Niall Boddy O'Callaghan. They're talking about the changes to the licensing laws, what he thinks of them.